speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome to the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David on this Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. A lot of news to get to. It is the first day of the new Congress, and already the liberals are revolting. But first, I want to go to this video by Millie Weaver about the events on the border on New Year's Eve. Let's go to that now.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. Hey, did you guys hear about the violent mob of migrants that decided to rush our southern border on New Year's? Oh, well, if you haven't, it's probably because the mainstream media has been underreporting it. So if you're hearing this message, please share it, because I'm about to drop the truth that the mainstream media doesn't want to say. Here's what's going on. 150 angry, violent migrants decided to storm our border on New Year's, thinking that because of the holiday, there would be lax border security. Now, here's what's interesting. 150 of these migrants were actually able to get across our border security wall. That's right. They made it into the U.S. despite the fact that we had a fence, even though this fence had lots of holes in it and was really poorly constructed. And we had Border Patrol agents there. So they got across. It just goes to show, guys, we need a proper wall. We need something built right. They got across, okay? Most of them were all sent back to Mexico. Only 25 are currently being detained, including two teenagers. Many of these parents were throwing their children over the razor wire fence in hopes that the Border Patrol agents would catch their kids. And these Border Patrol agents were literally catching kids that their parents were throwing over a razor wire fence while dodging rocks and bottles being thrown at them from an angry, violent mob. So what does the Border Patrol agent do? You know, I mean, you're trying to catch kids while dodging rocks. Border Patrol decided to use tear gas canisters on the people that were throwing the rocks and paraphernalia. So now Mexico and some of these Democrats are trying to claim that our U.S. Border Patrol agents and Trump administration used chemical weapons on Mexico and Mexican citizens. Well, when they're storming our border and attacking our Border Patrol agents with rocks, I think they're going to deploy tear gas. So this is a big issue that we're having here. These migrants are not letting up. We're having caravan after caravan after caravan hit our southern border, and it's only getting worse, and they only keep coming because some of them keep coming through. And the Democrats are making these promises for sanctuary cities, free health care, free college, you know, the works. They're making all these promises. So, of course, people are going to come because, you know, they're offering free stuff. So, meanwhile, the Democrats are refusing to give Trump the budget for the border wall. They have vowed that they're not going to give an inch when it comes to Trump and his border security wall. Now, today, Trump has been meeting with the Democrats because we know that the Democrats are about to take back the House starting January 3rd, 2019. So our government has still been shut down because Trump has refused to open it because he needs this funding for this wall. We all do as Americans. And that's why the mainstream media has been underreporting the story, because this type of story is a case in point example as to why we do need a secure border. We need a good border wall. We can't have walls that have holes all over in them. I mean, there are actually apps that you can purchase on the internet, phone apps that show you where we have breaches and holes in our border security wall so that these coyotes can better traffic women, children, drugs, paraphernalia, you name it, across our border. It's a serious issue, guys. Please share this message, because the mainstream media sure as heck isn't reporting on it. This is Millie Weaver signing off for Infowars.com.
You can see the full video on Infowars.com. Fantastic Millie Weaver talking about the chaos on the border New Year's Eve. When we get back, some serious political news and then some less serious debate about the moon landing.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, January 3rd. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is the first day of the new Congress, and it's already ridiculous on various fronts. House Democrats bracing for a, I love how Philly.com puts it, robust freshman class. Yes, they are quite robust. That is one way of putting it. As San Francisco Gate puts it, liberal revolt threatens to derail House Democrats on their first day in charge, as Nancy Pelosi is poised to become the House Speaker for the second time, which is the first time anybody's done that in history. Of course, she says she won't rule out indictment or impeachment for Trump. We know what's on their agenda. It's obstruct. It is confuse, it is try to impeach and indict. And then, of course, we have the Green New Deal. And this great story from news.grabrian.com, which really talks about, it says, the new Green Deal, a radical mandate for government control of American society. And that's really, you know, what the point is. That's all they're really after is control. They're just liars. They're just big old liars. In fact, we have a story that says, basically, they refused to even talk about, the Democrats refused to even discuss negotiations over the wall or over border security. We have a clip of McCarthy talking about that. This is clip 16. I believe he was the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, talking about how the Democrats won't even listen. This is clip 16. Let's go to that now.
Government up, and I think with the end of the day, the president listening to him, he wants to solve this as well. That's why he's asked us to come back Friday after the leadership races to try to get this all done.
Why didn't you get to the briefing, sir?
I was a little disappointed with I would say some on the other side. They wouldn't, once the secretary started, the senator Schumer interrupted her, and they really didn't want to hear it, and they challenged some of the points the secretary made. So we were hopeful that we could get more in the negotiation. I know the vice president had sat down with Senator Schumer, had given him paper, had worked to try to come to an agreement, find common ground. I'd hope we'd get a little more of that today. Hopefully Friday we'll be able to get there.
How long do you think this is going to last?
Well, it doesn't have to last much longer at all. I think we can come to an agreement rather quickly. I know that's why the president thought maybe after the leadership races would people be more willing to come to an agreement.
And do you think they're both compromising? Will there be compromises on both sides?
What did Senator Schumer say when he interrupted?
I'm sorry?
You said Senator Schumer interrupted the Homeland Security Secretary. What did he say?
I think they wanted to go on without going through the briefing. They wanted to go on with their bill that they were bringing up tomorrow. The president's been very clear that it's not the bill he would support. And Leader McConnell had said he's not bringing anything up that's not going to become law.
So I'd like to cast your memory back in time to the distant event that was nigh on 2 weeks ago. Was it even that long ago? When Trump invited Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to his office and then to negotiate funding for the wall, and forgot to tell them that the entire news media would be in the room with them, and put them in an incredibly awkward situation as they were all but begging him, please, please, Donald Trump, let us do this behind closed doors. Please don't expose us like this. Expose our inability to negotiate, our complete stagnant and unwavering positions in this so-called negotiation. It was an absolutely brilliant move. I think I remember the line when Nancy Pelosi says, "Oh, we don't need to do this in front of the camera," and Trump says, "It's called transparency, Nancy. Yes, transparency in the government." I bring that up because remind yourself what Nancy Pelosi said back then. Remember, he kept saying, "I want this wall. I want the deal, but I need 10 senators. I'm not going to put it to a vote until I have a guarantee from the Senate that it'll go through there." And what did Nancy Pelosi keep saying? She kept saying, well, why don't you put it to a vote in the House? We'll put it to a vote in the House. First, she said, you don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. You put it to a vote in the House and see how it goes. You won't have the votes. Trump kept saying, no, I have the votes. I could do it in a second. The votes are there. I could get it through the House. She kept saying, well, why don't you? Why don't you? And what else did she say? She said, because that's how you start the negotiation. That's how you get the ball rolling. If this is legislation, Mr. Trump, this is what we do. You know, she was being all condescending and, you know, just put it through the House if you think you have the votes, and that'll get the ball going. And that's negotiation. And that's the way the government works, Donald Trump. Well, he called her bluff. He put it to a vote in the House. And it passed. Okay, that's one point for Donald Trump. But then what happened? Then did the ball get rolling? Then did negotiations start? Then did it start to move through the Senate? No. They're being complete bulwarks. They're being complete obstructionist. In fact, the quote from Nancy Pelosi from today is, quote, no, nothing for the wall. We're talking about border security, she said. Quote, there is no amount of persuasion that he can do to say to us, We want you to do something that is not effective, that costs billions of dollars. That sends the wrong message about who we are as a country. And it's hilarious. Two paragraphs down, right? She says, no, nothing for the wall. No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. No way. This isn't who we are as a country. She's just, you know, just no practical reasons. No, you know, there's better ways to do it, or why don't we do this instead? It's just no. No, the wall is mean and we don't want it, so no, you can't tell us otherwise. And then two paragraphs later, she says, this is the Trump shutdown through and through. So, I mean, clearly she is just the most hypocritical, the least able to negotiate out of anybody in this entire situation. And she is supposed to be the leader of the House where the negotiation takes place. Right. The House is where it gets worked out, where you give some, you take some. There's a back and forth. There's, you know, a settlement, an agreement, and it moves forward. But that is not Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't even know how to do that. And she just lies constantly. You don't have the votes in the House. All right. Well, he has the votes in the House. Well, if you did have the votes in the House, then we'd start negotiations. OK, he gets the votes in the House. No negotiations. Well, we refuse to move and we're not going to do anything and no way for the wall. But this is Trump shutdown. I mean, these Democrats, and she's not even the crazy ones. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all these other, brand new, you know, freshman, lawmakers are already in revolt against Nancy Pelosi, but not because Nancy Pelosi is, an insane old hag that, can't string together a piece of truth without, suffering a seizure. Well, they want to expand her power. They want to actually have her and people like her control every aspect of your life. So we'll break down the so-called new Green Deal a little bit later in the show. I have so many video clips. I'm going to try to get to at least one video clip every segment because that is the only way I'm going to get through all of these video clips. And if I don't get through them, well, then I've just made the crew work their butts off for no reason. So out of respect for the crew, I'm going to play the as many clips as I can possibly get to. And there are a lot of really good ones. A lot of other, you know, just very serious headlines. Michael Savage is facing death threats. Austria is pulling support from the EU army. There's a lot of very real stuff to get through that I'm going to try to get through mostly in the first hour as much as possible. Because in the second hour, I will be joined by Owen Benjamin, absolutely brilliant comedian, writer, actor, commentator, YouTuber now, streamer. He's very talented, one of the most blacklisted men on Earth, second only maybe to Alex Jones. And he will be coming on at 9:30 to, yes, debate the moon landing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in classic conspiracy territory. This has to be one of the most contentious things I've ever said on the air, is that I actually believe that we did land on the moon. I know, please don't crucify me. I have my reasons, and we will be discussing it with Owen Benjamin, as well as just the more the symbolic meaning of the moon landing, or the symbolism of, you know, what you can trust and what you can't, where you put your energy, all these sorts of things. It's going to be less, I think, about actually debating the moon landing and more about debating how we fight back against the misinformation and disinformation that we're constantly being bombarded with by the government, by media, by everybody. It's the David Knight Show. My name's Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship, in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show, Harrison Smith, sitting in for David today. We are going to get back to the incoming crop of Congress people, and really we're going to talk about the really incredible ambition and totalitarian inclinations of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And we'll get to that. In a little bit. We'll get to that in probably in the next segment as I try to, I'll probably devote more or less this whole hour to politics. But first I want to go to some of these clips from the sort of impromptu meeting that Trump had yesterday. It occurred after our show aired, so I didn't get a chance to cover it yesterday. So I'd like to go to some of these clips because they really are classic. Of course, Donald Trump has this meeting with a poster in front of him that is modeled after the Game of Thrones poster with the classic, saying, I think it says, sanctions are coming, play on winter is coming. So Trump is memeing away in office and speaking off the cuff once again and showing why he was elected, because he speaks his mind, he sticks to what he says, and he is highly entertaining to boot. So hey, what's not to like? Let's go to clip number two. This is Trump talking about Syria and why he wants to pull out of that country.
We don't want Syria. Obama gave up Syria years ago when he didn't violate the red line. I did when I shot 59 missiles in, but that was a long time later. And when President Obama decided not to violate his statement that never crossed the red line, and then they did, he didn't do anything about it. You know, making a threat is okay, but you always have to follow through with the threat. If you're going to make that threat, you can't make a threat and then do nothing. So Syria was lost long ago. It was lost long ago. And besides that, I don't want, we're talking about sand and death. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, vast wealth. We're talking about sand and death. Now, the Kurds, it's very interesting. Turkey doesn't like them. Other people do. I didn't like the fact that they're selling the small oil that they have to Iran, and we asked them not to sell it to Iran. But the Kurds, our partners, are selling oil to Iran. We're not thrilled about that, okay? I'm not happy about it at all. At the same time, they fight better when we fight with them. You know, when we send 30 F-18s in front of them, they fight much better than they do when we don't. And you've seen what's happened. But we want to protect the Kurds, nevertheless. We want to protect the Kurds. But I don't want to be in Syria forever. It's sand, and it's death. And when we kill ISIS, if we don't, now everyone says, oh, then they'll come to our country. Well, that's possibly true, a very small percentage. But you know where else they're going? To Iran, who hates ISIS more than we do. They're going to Russia, who hates ISIS more than we do. So we're killing. And then I read, when we pull out, oh, Russia's thrilled. Russia's not happy. You know why they're not happy? Because they like it when we're killing ISIS, because we're killing them for them. And we're killing them for Assad. And we're killing ISIS also for Iran.
So, you know, he makes a lot of good points. Obviously, he has sort of a, I don't know if it's a Freudian slip. It's like a Trumpian slip where he says, you know, it's sand. There's nothing valuable there. It's kind of like, oh, you're kind of letting your maybe imperialistic instincts leak a little bit there, Trump. I guess the implication would be that if there was something valuable there, well, then maybe we'd stay, which obviously I don't agree with. But his overall points, I mean, he brings up everything. He's like, look, we're doing the fighting for them. Yes, they're very brave people, but they're much more brave when they have 30 of our fighter jets, you know, helping them out. He talks about how Obama, you know, made threats and didn't stick with them. He talks about the fact that he hasn't been light on Syria. He has responded when they supposedly did a gas attack, which of course we all know is fake, but hey, Trump's got to do what he's got to do to, you know, appease the world leaders, I suppose, just enough so he can get us out. So, you know, he sort of appeases them and goes, oh yes, look, I'm bombing, I'm doing good. And they'll say, yes, well done, Mr. Trump, you are bombing them. I mean, the only time President Trump has gotten praise from the media, his entire administration so far, has been when he was aggressively attacking a foreign nation, which is Syria. And that's the only time he's ever gotten praise. But the point is, he says, we're getting out. It's nothing but sand and death. And, you know, obviously he respects the people of Syria. He's talked at length about their great history. But in terms of, you know, why are we there? Well, there's no reason. There is no reason for America to be there. It is for us, for all intents and purposes, sand and death. And we can do without it. Now let's go to clip number five. Again, in the international realm, he talks about how things are still going quite well with Kim Jong-un, and he shows off a letter that leader of North Korea wrote to him.
I just got a great letter from Kim Jong-un, and those few people that I've shown this letter to, they've never written letters like that. This letter is a great letter. We've made a lot of progress with North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Chairman Kim has been, we've really established a very good relationship. A lot of good things are happening. I never said speed. Look, it's been this way for 80 plus years. We had our meeting 6 months ago in Singapore. We'll probably now have another meeting. He'd like to meet. I like to meet. But we've established a very good relationship. We're given no credit for it. You know, frankly, if this administration didn't take place, if another administration came in instead of this administration, namely Mike and myself and the group around this table, you'd be at war right now. You'd be having a nice big fat war in Asia.
Yeah, he's exactly right. We know exactly what Hillary Clinton wanted to do. She wanted to create war with North Korea. She wanted to incite war with Russia, and she wanted to continue expansionist and aggressive policies in Syria. Thank God the warmonger Hillary Clinton is not in office, and Trump, who honestly seems legitimately dedicated to peace, is in office. It really is a good thing. Finally, let's get in clip number 14 here in the last minute. This is Trump talking about Europeans, and I just think it's entertaining.
When they say I'm not popular in Europe, I shouldn't be popular in Europe. If I was popular in Europe, I wouldn't be doing my job, because I want Europe to pay. Germany pays 1%. They should be paying 4%. They're paying 1%. They should be paying even more than that. Other countries pay a small percentage of what they should be paying. So, you know, when I say, I'm sorry, folks, you have to pay up, I shouldn't be popular in Europe. They do a poll. I was at 88%, and now I'm at, you know, very low number. In Europe, I don't care about Europe. I'm not elected by Europeans. I'm elected by Americans and by American taxpayers, frankly. So
imagine that. Imagine that a U.S. president actually working for the United States instead of for a sort of shadowy, vague cabal of globalism, globalists of other countries, of, the unelected bureaucrats at the head of these multinational, conglomerates. No. President Trump works for us, the American people, and thank God he does. And Europe probably shouldn't like them. It's going to be hard to pay for their universal health care and socialist policies when they have to defend themselves. Sorry, folks. Free ride's over. That's just the way it is. On the other side, I break down the new Green Deal and the attempts to steal your liberty. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandria Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
So-called climate change has been quite useful for the elites as an excuse to extend their ability to exert power over you, to tell you how to live your life, to claim that, in fact, they're doing good things by stealing your ability to act freely, to live your life to its fullest extent. They use it as an excuse to tax you. Of course, that's what the yellow vest protest in France, and that's what ignited them at least. There's a lot under the foundation there that's pissed them off, but it's all sort of in the same vein, right? It's all normal people being taxed, being limited, being blamed for something that they really have very little control over, that isn't proven by the science, that and their solutions are not proven by science. In addition to that fact, they're openly advocating and making plans for aerosol strategic aerosol injection sprays. We know them more casually as chemtrails, and yes, they are now actively advocating for, this is Harvard, this is John Brennan, these are the people that have the power to make it happen, and now they're very openly advocating for spraying aerosol into the air to block out the sun, but I was always told that greenhouse effect and greenhouse gases, the bad part was that the rays were being blocked, right? They'd come into the atmosphere and then they'd get blocked from going out, but somehow the elite's plan is to spray aerosol into the air that traps more, but somehow helps. They don't know what they're doing, folks. That's the moral of the story. And they're using, you know, people's, it's fear mongering. They're just saying, look, the earth is going to be destroyed if you don't stop using straws, or, you know, all the wildlife is going to die if you don't let us, you know, charge you $7 a gallon for gasoline, or if we don't shut down your coal plant. And this is so wicked and misplaced. For example, this article here in The Guardian says that just 100 companies are responsible for 71% of global emissions. So it does not matter how much you recycle. It hardly impacts anything at all if you're driving a Hummer or an electric scooter. The impact that you make on the environment is so minuscule compared to these giant corporations that just run roughshod over governments or anybody else that tries to place any limitations on them. So it's completely misplaced responsibility. You're going to suffer because these companies adhere to no rules and no respect for the earth, in addition to the fact that 90% of the plastics that are polluting the oceans comes from just 10 rivers, 8 of which are in China and 2 of which are in Africa. Okay, so if you're really serious about, you know, putting a stop to plastic poisoning the oceans or companies spewing chemicals into the air, hey, maybe we need to invade China. I don't know. I mean, we've invaded countries on less. We've invaded countries on far less. We know China has concentration camps. We know they have slave factories. What have we invaded countries for? False intel, manufactured false flag chemical attacks. Well, hey, if you're really serious about environmentalism, hey, maybe we don't need to invade China. Maybe we can just, I don't know, put tariffs on them. Maybe we can stop them shipping their stuff. You know, I'm going off on a tangent, and I really want to read this Green New Deal, because this is the result of what I'm talking about. This is the result of this misplaced guilt and this incredible greed of power that the liberals think that they can grab from you and other just regular Americans. It says that the office of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently released a text of a proposed House rules to a change outlining the quote new Green Deal or the Green New Deal, either one. Early on, it says, under jurisdiction, the document makes clear its grandiose philosophical vision. Quote, the select committee shall have authority to develop a detailed national industrial economic mobilization plan for the transition of the United States economy to become greenhouse gas emissions neutral and to significantly draw down greenhouse gases from the atmosphere and oceans to promote economic and environmental justice and equality. That's right, justice and equality is what they're going for. In addition to achieving its goal of meeting, quote, 100% of national power demand through renewable resources, the document also repeatedly states that the Green New Deal will advance non-environmental projects such as, quote, social, economic, racial, regional, and gender-based justice. Yes, that's right. They are shoehorning in every aspect of intersectional feminism and social justice warriorism into this so-called New Green Deal, because if you don't want, you know, to take money from one race of people and give it to another, you just want the polar bears to drown. I don't know. It's all mixed up and stupid. Ocasio-Cortez's plan further claims it will virtually eliminate poverty. Oh, thank God. Here I was thinking she wasn't a communist, but then here's the plan. Quote, the plan for a Green New Deal shall recognize that a national industrial economic mobilization of this scope and scale is a historic opportunity to virtually eliminate poverty in the United States and make prosperity, wealth, and economic security available to everyone participating in the transformation. That's right, the transformation, folks. Look, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is an unintelligent communist, okay, flat out. The problem is she is like a child that has bad parents. the media and the people in charge are not correcting her. They aren't questioning her. They aren't saying, oh, you know what? That sounds like an insane, conspiracy to overthrow the nation and install communism in the greatest country on earth. Because that's the reality. But nobody can stand up to this woman for some reason, because she is very pretty and she goes on Instagram and is very cute and says things that make people think that she is going to save the world by promising to give jobs and eliminate poverty for everyone. Let's see here. So it says, these are the overhauls to American life. The installation of a national energy efficient smart grid. Yes, they will be able to track and log every ounce, every volt of electricity that you use must be duly accounted for. And don't think for a second that they will let you waste your energy on such things as free speech. No, your energy will be in their control from then on. They also call for upgrading every residential and industrial building for state-of-the-art energy efficiency. Oh, good. Oh, thank goodness. If you know anybody that works in construction or is an architect or does anything in turn that has to deal with, you know, this type of thing, like policies that cities implement that say, I mean, in Austin, every single new house build has to comply with the ACA. Every single house you build has to have a wheelchair-compliant ramp and doorknobs that are handicap compliant as well. It's an incredible pain in the butt. Totally useless. I mean, why do you have to build a handicap ramp to your house? Why is that mandated? It costs tens of thousands of dollars. You can go on and on, but they want to now overhaul existing buildings in addition to, I'm sure, putting tons of new regulations in to make everything completely carbon neutral and efficient. What about the 100 companies that are responsible for 71% of the carbon emissions? They don't matter, but you need to get new windows. So they're going to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from the manufacturing, agriculture, and other industries. Oh good. But they're just going to do that. Details? No, you don't need details. They're just going to do it. And funding, quote, massive investment in reducing existing greenhouse gases. Meanwhile, they are spraying greenhouse gases by the ton out of airplanes flying over the United States. It's insane. It's totalitarianism. It is communism by another name. The Green New Deal must not succeed. Stay with us. We're on the other side.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of
of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We do have other news. There are some other big stories that I will get to in the top of the next hour. YouTube has begun injecting direct links to CNN at the top of search results. Color me surprised. Nancy Pelosi's daughter says that warns Trump that she'll, quote, cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. Very sane and genteel comments from the left, as usual. But I do want to stay on, this first day of the new Congress, just for this final segment, and just sort of wrap it all up in a nice little tidy bow to remind you exactly what is going on at this moment in Washington, D.C. So, you have Nancy Pelosi, who has proven herself recently utterly incapable of leading negotiations or forging consensus, as a leader is supposed to do. And she will be voted for today, presumably to be leader of the House majority. She right now is utterly, intractable and unwilling to even listen to proposals to build the border wall, saying it's ridiculous, saying it doesn't represent who we are, offering not a single even iota of compromise or middle ground or anything of that matter, just says no outright, then continues to blame the shutdown on Trump. Meanwhile, 22,000 miners illegally crossed the border in December alone, folks. This is what I think people don't understand about the border, is the sheer scale of the number of people crossing. I didn't say 22,000 people, which alone would have been astonishing. I said 22,000 miners, which is certainly a very small minority of the full number of people crossing. So you have to imagine tens of thousands of people a month. I almost want to get like a little bell, like a little timer, and just average it out. Go, okay, if 50,000 people come a month, what is that, you know, every couple of minutes? And just have a little ding, ding, every couple seconds, just going, that's another illegal crossing. That's another illegal crossing. That's another illegal crossing. I mean, that is the scale that we're at. Does that matter to Nancy Pelosi? No, absolutely not. It would be racist to say, what the hell is going on? Why are there thousands of people crossing, almost thousands of people every single day are just waltzing across the border? She doesn't care because meanwhile you have the freshmen coming in, the freshman congressmen, freshman senators coming in and causing a little bit of trouble. House Democrat leaders are set to advance sweeping internal rule changes Thursday that would attempt to bring more sunshine to congressional governance and defuse a pair of political powder kegs that wreaked havoc on the GOP leaders over the past 8 years. But on their first day of power in Congress, Democrats must stave off a liberal rebellion in their own ranks. Prominent Democrats said they would oppose the entire rules package that has carefully been assembled by Representative Nancy Pelosi and a top lieutenant. Now, of course, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ro Khanna, who are refusing to vote yes on this rule package change. Do you know why? Can you guess why they might be opposed to a rule change? Well, it's because it holds over a rule. It continues a rule known as PAYGO, pay as you go. It's a fiscal measure that echoes a provision in federal law and in the Senate rules that would require the House to offset any spending so as to not increase the budget deficit. That is what they're upset about. They are upset about not being able to spend money that we don't have. They're saying we refuse to vote on this rule package positively unless you allow us to vastly expand the deficit, the budget deficit, and federal debt. So that is why they are opposing. So why are they opposing it? Well, of course, to enact her, quote, New Green Deal, which is literally just trying to force communism and socialism on the entire country. And this is possibly the most important paragraph in the entire thing that I didn't get to last segment when I was talking about the Green New Deal, but really needs to be understood, really needs to be looked at in order to understand exactly the point of the New Green Deal. Ocasio-Cortez sees this plan, the Green New Deal, as being a vehicle through which social equality might finally be realized through the use of reparations to right historical injustices. The final Green New Deal will, quote, mitigate deeply entrenched racial, regional, and gender-based inequalities in income and wealth, including, without limitation, ensuring that federal and other investment will be equitably distributed to historically impoverished, low-income, deindustrialized, and other marginalized communities in such a way that builds wealth and ownership at the community level. Do you know what, I mean, how do I even put this? This is communism, so there you go. That's flat and on the table. Thanks for just coming out and saying it. They literally want to enforce equality on the entire country by pretending it's for the environment. That's what this says. And so not only is it just, it's communism, straight up. It's also, you know, reparations. Good. You know, well, let's throw reparations in there because, you know, I knew we were talking about that a little bit. I'm glad it's here on paper now so we know exactly what we're dealing with. Reparations for historical injustices. How far are we going to go back? Who's going to decide these social injustices? Is this what I think it is, which is punishing one race and rewarding another because of things that happened hundreds of years ago? Does that sound like a good idea to you? Does that sound like it will sow divisiveness or togetherness? I don't know. You tell me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whether punishing one group, rewarding another, you know, based completely off, you know, historical inability to understand. To understand history. So, I mean, you know, for example, do you think that she's going to include, I mean, it says historical injustices, you know, how do they feel about, you know, the Mexican-American War? Are they going to want New Mexico and California back in Mexico? Will that be the correct reparations? Do they even understand that we actually conquered all of Mexico and gave it all back to them? Do they understand that it's the only time in American history during the Mexican-American War that a vast swath of people that lived on the land were instantly made American citizens and kept everything that they owned and that nothing was stolen from any Mexican citizen and only transferred governmental control? Do they understand that? No, of course not. They understand history in the following way. White men are responsible for all the evil in the world. My understanding of history is Obama, was the great hope that fixed everything. Prior to him, there was Hitler and slavery. And that's their entire understanding of the way the world works. And they believe in intersectionality, and they believe in these identity politics. And it's I think she probably does actually care. I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not a liar. I think she is stupid. But I think she is honest and honestly thinks that she's helping these people. But it's so nonsensical, her solutions. In addition, you know, it says they want to help impoverished, low-income, deindustrialized, and other marginalized communities in such a way that builds wealth and ownership at the community level. Do you know the one organ that cannot do that? The one system and establishment that cannot do that is the government. They only get in the way of building wealth and ownership at the community level. That can only be done by getting out of the way and allowing the people in that community to build up themselves and not become reliant on the government. It's a foundational disconnect that is leading to this literal communism and socialism being seriously suggested by a sitting congresswoman. My God, folks, this is the attack that we're under. Strictly from the government. I'm about to get into the attacks from YouTube and from Google. This is what we're up against, and this is what we're fighting against here at InfoWars. And folks, I didn't plug once this entire hour. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and make some purchases. And hey, if you're just tuning in, don't even go make purchases because you want to support it. I mean, do go do that. Go make purchases because you want to support us, but also just go make purchases because we have really, really good products at really, really cheap prices. Products you've probably never even heard of. If you want to kick coffee, if you want to get rid of your addiction to energy drinks, try BrainForce Plus. Go check out Myco ZX. Look at the ingredients. Do the research. Find out why these products are so desirable. Find out why they're so powerful, and then buy them and try them yourself. And definitely try the new CBD oil that we have, Washington's Reserve. It is very good stuff. Stay with us. More on the other side.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the second hour of The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Spent a lot of time talking about the new Congress as they begin their year in chaos. Chaos, I suspect, will continue throughout the year. This hour, we're going to have Owen Benjamin, the fantastic and blacklisted comedian who basically gave up his life of wealth and fame to stand up for the rights of children not to be chemically castrated before they know what's good for them. So, you know, he's really made the ultimate sacrifice and has recently come out as a very big advocate of the moon landing hoax conspiracy theory. And I just thought that was interesting. I brought it up on the show about a week ago, and I got a lot of pushback from it. A lot of pushback. So I thought it'd only be fair to bring him on to debate the topic and debate conspiracies, you know, in a wider context. Of course, I have my little moon here on the desk to, and it is round. The moon is round. The earth might be flat, but the moon is round. I kid, but we will be doing that about halfway through this first hour. In the meantime, I want to go to this clip, this montage done by, Mark Dice about CNN. Let's go to that now, guys.
This has now become a struggle about good versus evil, and the President of the United States is evil.
Yeah, I think that's a fair description. Also liar, monster, white nationalist, incompetent, unhinged. We have a whole SAT worth of vocabulary words that could describe this president.
He's forfeited any claim of being a legitimate president. He did that long ago.
So I don't even know if we're going to get to 2020 as a democracy.
Donald Trump is literally playing by the Russian playbook on this, the KGB's playbook.
Donald Trump and his erratic behavior could be leading the United States towards World War III, could be leading America towards a nuclear war.
I'm doing this for everybody who's watching us who turned their volume down. You can put it back up again.
Is that a patriot speaking? Or a wannabe dictator's butt boy?
Is our president subordinate to a foreign power?
Yeah.
Does our president answer to a foreign government and a foreign leader?
It's a full-on conspiracy.
We're at this moment in time right now where we have enough information to sit and wonder, might this be the greatest crime in American history?
The worst case scenario, that the president is a foreign agent, suddenly feels very palpable.
It's looking more and more, Wolf, that Donald Trump was a part of a criminal campaign, a criminal transition, and now presides over a criminal presidency.
Today was a fantastic fulfillment of Osama bin Laden's vision by Donald J. Trump.
Do you think it's appropriate to continue to take such a strict originalist view of the Constitution, given it's 2018 and not 1776?
But lots of people don't get into the argument. They just go, oh my gosh, socialist, I can't have that. It's going to take all my money.
This president has a great hate and disdain for people of color.
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
You know, they have to be shunned and treated like we treated smokers 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you know.
This is not the party of Lincoln, a party of Nixon, or even a party of Reagan. This is the party of D.W. Griffith. This is the party of the KKK and the party of Trump. And it has nothing to do with partisan politics.
More and more, the thing that defines Trump most consistently is not telling the truth.
And what we see in those tweets is a rageaholic president who is becoming unhinged day by day.
I mean, that's Mark Dice. That's a montage by Mark Dice. He watches the mainstream news so you don't have to. Watch him on YouTube. Mark Dice. Fantastic guy.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s. Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here sitting in for David Knight on this January 3rd, 2019. It is Thursday. We're going to talk about censorship in its many forms. We talked yesterday, and I'll be talking more about tomorrow and next week. I'm going to be getting on a YouTuber known as Mumkey Jones on he just recently had his YouTube channel deleted in a flagrant and ridiculous way, and we'll be covering that with him. We also talked about the goings-on with Patreon and Sargon of Akkad being kicked off, and Dave Rubin and Jordan Peterson creating a new platform or talking about creating a new platform, as well as Sam Harris leaving Patreon in protest, which I thought it's absolutely fantastic and a pretty brave move. He's cutting off a lot of his income. But we also found out that Patreon was more or less forced to do this by MasterCard and by some of the other credit card companies. And I'd like to coin the term the banker's veto. This is the banker's veto. So when the banks come in and tell a company, you have to kick that person off, you have to get rid of this website, or we will no longer allow you to interact with the banking system. You'll no longer able to use our services, use our money. This is PayPal is the most egregious wielder of the banker's veto, but MasterCard and Visa are right up there with them. They hold the ultimate power of money, and just like the beast in Revelations, if you do not submit, you will not be allowed to purchase anything. That's the world that they're trying to build, literally, biblically prophesied evil coming down the pipelines. So that's the banker's veto. We also have YouTube and Google exercising their absurd amounts of power to, of course, crush results they don't want you to see, put down information they don't want you to find. This is the story from Infowars.com. YouTube begins injecting direct links to CNN at the top of search results. Google-owned YouTube has introduced a new feature whereby news-related search terms now offer links directly to CNN's website as the number one result. It's literally not even a video. It's just an article at the top of YouTube that offers to direct you to CNN. Now, of course, they started putting links to Wikipedia at the top of, quote, conspiracy-related search results around this time last year. But this is the first time that it's been seen for regular news. And YouTube has rigged, of course, their search results to favor corporate news organizations rather than YouTubers. That was revealed in Project Veritas. And I mean, it's actually kind of funny. They put these links to Wikipedia in the, you know, conspiracy related stuff. And so, you know, you'll see you'll be looking at a video about chemtrails, and down there it's debunking it. It says, yeah, it's just contrails. Chemtrails are fake and they're a lie. But it's like, okay, but the video I'm watching is John Brennan, head of the CIA, describe the very exciting new technology of strategic aerosol injections in the air. He's talking about airplanes that are injecting aerosols into the atmosphere. That is what chemtrails are. John Brennan, CIA, talking about exciting new technology of chemtrails. Oh, but underneath that is YouTube telling you that it's fake. That is the weird sort of bizarro world that we live in, where you're watching proof and underneath it YouTube puts a Wikipedia article that says that it's not true. I mean, up is down, left is right. Who only knows? And actually, I'll say, you know, I'm going to have this debate about the moon later with Owen Benjamin. So I was looking up videos on YouTube, and there, under any video about the moon landing, is that little Wikipedia article. And it actually gave me pause for a second, because if there's one thing I know is if a YouTube video that you're watching has a little info box underneath it, that info box is probably a lie. Whatever the YouTube video is talking about is probably true. That's been the pattern I've seen, because they put these up on quote unquote conspiracy theories to try to quote unquote debunk them. And it's like, oh, wait, they're doing this for the moon landing too. That actually kind of makes me suspicious. Because if they put that box, it means it's probably a lie. But no, they're putting just video. I mean, this is corroboration. This is collaboration between mainstream media and YouTube. I mean, they're all on the same team. They're all fighting for the same thing. And in fact, just 2 weeks ago, a pro-abortion Slate reporter wrote an article in which he said that YouTube changed the search results for abortion after he asked. Originally, if you searched abortion, it would come up with a video of unpleasant video showing the truth about abortion. So he just called YouTube and said, hey, can you take that down? And they said, sure thing. Forget the fact that our boss went to Congress and said we never do that. Hey, we'll do it for you because you're a good liberal. In fact, we have that video of Sundar the deceiver in front of Congress saying that Google, who of course owns YouTube, would never change their search results based on politics. Let's watch that clip now.
Manipulation of search results. I think it's important to talk about how search works. Right now, if you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that. How would that happen? How does search work so that that would occur?
We provide search today for any time you type in a keyword. We've gone out and crawled and stored copies of billions of web pages in our index. And we take the keyword and match it against web pages and rank them based on over 200 signals. Things like relevance, freshness, popularity, how other people are using it. And based on that, you know, at any given time, we try to rank and find the best results for that query. And then we evaluate them with external raters to make sure that, and they evaluate it to objective guidelines. And that's how we make sure the process is working.
So it's not some little man sitting behind the curtain figuring out what we're going to show the user. It's basically a compilation of what users are generating and trying to sort through that information.
Last year, we served over 3 trillion searches. And just as a fact, every single day, 15% of the searches Google sees, we have never seen them before. So this is working at scale. And, you know, we don't, you know, manually intervene on any particular search result.
I would just like to note, from time to time, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle complain that they hear an individual engineer appears to be a Democrat. And I just like to put this in context. In Santa Clara County, Donald Trump in the 2016 election got 20% of the vote. That's how much of the vote he got. So it's not a surprise that the engineers who live in Santa Clara County would reflect that general political outcome. That has nothing to do with the algorithms and the really automated process that is the search engine that serves us. You know, if we didn't have Google, we wouldn't be able to find any information in the efficient way that we do. I look forward next year to working with you on some of the very serious questions that we face. It's pretty obvious that bias against conservative voices is not one of them. Thank you very much. My time is expired.
Oh, my God. Such BS. That was Sundar the deceiver lying to Congress. It's so easy to disprove. Go to Google yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Type in Hillary. Type in the letter E. Does email come up? Oh, no. Well, that's interesting, because if you type in Donald Trump E, Donald Trump email comes up. If you type basically any other name in E, email comes up. And yet, the woman very closely associated with a very large scandal having to do with her email, for some reason that doesn't come up. That doesn't autocomplete. That doesn't come up. Is that just an accident? That's just the algorithm. Maybe the algorithm is liberal, you know? Maybe that's the case. No, he was lying. They manipulate their search results. They do it on Google. They do it on YouTube. This is one of the biggest and most subtle ways that they influence the national conversation and the ability for people to just get information out there. That's not the only thing limiting information, folks. When we get back on this other side, we are going to break down the very real threats to free speech that are being utterly ignored by the mainstream media as they pretend to be threatened by Trump and ignoring the real threats. You'll see. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
back, ladies and gentlemen, to this forbidden broadcast, to this absolutely censored and crushed information. If you are listening to this, thank you, because you have most likely gone out of your way to find us today and listen to us today, and we really do appreciate it. And in fact, in the final hour, I will be opening up the phone lines and would love to hear from y'all about anything I'm covering today, about the upcoming moon landing debate, about whatever is on your mind. Love to hear from y'all. But it is just, it's getting harder and harder to get our message out. I think we're getting to the point that there is going to be a big change. You know, someone like PewDiePie is going to make a new YouTube, or someone like Dave Rubin and Jordan Peterson are going to, you know, create a new Patreon that I think is going to do quite well, which is why it's good to have those types of guys on our side with their massive, massive fan bases. That's what it takes to get this new stuff off the ground, because we are being crushed not just by the you know, big tech and these credit card companies and, you know, the SPLC. I got a story about them I'll get to in a little bit. But we have today Michael Savage actually having to go into hiding because of the level and the credible nature of death threats he's receiving. Really kind of bone-chilling threats here. He receives an email in all caps saying this was an email sent to the restaurant that Michael Savage frequents. You can find this article on Infowars.com. All caps, "I demand that you refuse to allow Michael Savage in your effing restaurant again. He's a racist, white supremacist piece of crap. Don't want to listen to me? Well, I guess you're all gonna effing die, because I'm waiting for the mother effer, and I'll wait and watch your effing business and see him go in there, and I'm gonna start shooting everybody I can find." Yeah. Whoa. Little unhinged there, bro. I own as many as 3 guns, and I can do some serious effing damage. So, total loon, total Antifa level insanity, violent, blackmail and terrorism that has forced this incredibly popular and really not that extreme, radio host to go into hiding. Just like how, Tucker Carlson had his door nearly kicked down and people standing outside chanting, we're here to fight. We know where you sleep at night. Meanwhile, we have the New Year's Eve program being dedicated to all those poor journalists who are just under such threat under the Trump administration. And Jim Acosta is crying and will do a lawsuit against you if he's not allowed to come call you a racist to your face. Oh, well, that's just the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, we have Tucker Carlson being, more or less terrorized in his own home. Michael Savage driven out of his own home by terroristic threats. You have Julian Assange on the cusp of being, you know, completely, jailed for life if anybody in the establishment had anything to say about it. You have YouTube and Google, you know, putting CNN at the very top and, banning, or at the very least, you know, pushing down and siphoning down, any results for any sort of alternative news. These are the real threats to free speech really going on right now, while the entire media establishment virtue signals about wanting a free press and the threats to press freedom are, you know, as big now as they've ever been, while completely ignoring the reality of the situation, completely ignoring the real threats and the real victims in this situation. I mean, 2018, not a great year for InfoWars, folks. I mean, this is the year, man. We got kicked off of all of our platforms. Our engineer Joe died. David Knight had a heart attack. It's been not a great year at InfoWars, folks. And we're doing everything we can to keep this boat afloat, but we really cannot do it without your help. They really are bringing all the forces against us. Okay? They really are arraying against us. They really are firing volley after volley. We really are sustaining heavy damage, and we rely entirely on you, our audience, to support us. We cannot be here delivering this news. We cannot be here hearing from you, getting your voice, getting to the information that you need in order to make informed decisions, and that I hope that you appreciate that we are bringing you, in the absence of anybody else, bringing you the information that we cover here on this show, on the Alex Jones Show, on the War Room, on the website. You know, we're making new websites. We're coming up with ways to circumvent this just absolute war that we're in, this information war that we are battling, but we cannot do it without you going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping us and taking advantage of these incredible sale prices, because again, you're not just supporting us. Alex Jones is a businessman and runs an incredibly successful store just on the products himself. I mean, a lot of people go to InfoWars that don't even listen to InfoWars because they know we have the best products. And of course, you have BrainForce Plus at 55% off, the Ultimate Bone Broth at 55% off, Super Male, Super Female at 55% off, and then at 60% off, you have Silver Bullet, Knockout, Immune Gargle, Bodies, I'm sorry, Immune Gargle is 55%, but Bodies, Alpha Power, Real Red Pill, and the Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash are all 60% off. Just massive deals. You get a great product, you get a great deal, and you help fund this battleship of liberty, we're waging a war on so many different fronts, on the psychological front, on the technological front, on the political front, on the media front. These are all battles that we're waging, fronts upon which we must concentrate forces and try to not succumb to the machinations of people that would silence us. And again, we cannot do it without your help. And just know that every dollar you spend at InfoWars goes into waging this war, goes directly back into hiring new reporters, getting new equipment. You should see the equipment we now have in our new studio. It is mind-blowing. If you've watched the commercials on InfoWars, you've seen a couple where the camera's swooping in and Alex Jones is sitting there at the giant desk surrounded by screens. I mean, we're taking it to the next level, folks. We're not going to slow down. We're not going to give up. We are not going to be crushed by the illegal collusion and censorship of the banker's veto and the big tech veto. They do not have a right to tell you what you can and cannot say, what you can and cannot hear. The only reason they want to do that is they want to keep you from information that might make you make a decision that is not in their interest. They want to preserve their interests. They want to keep you in a state of servitude, quite frankly, in a state of ignorance. And this is something that kind of relates to what we're going to be doing in our next segment, which is arguing about the moon landing. And that is that when you awaken and when you become awake to the reality of the situation, it can be jarring. It can feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you, because for your entire life, there has been a concerted effort to keep you in the dark about a great many things. There's been a concerted effort to keep your vision of reality as pigeonholed as they possibly can, as narrow and focused as they possibly can, because it serves their interest. And then as soon as that glass breaks and you see the world for what it is, it can be a little bit shocking. We're going to talk about that. We're going to debate the moon landing with Owen Benjamin on the other side. Stay with us and find out whether or not we really went to the moon. And if not, what does that mean for you? Stay with us. This is David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith. We'll be right back after this.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today as David recovers from his heart attack. At home, getting some well-deserved rest. My guest today is Owen Benjamin, a fantastic comedian and actor. You can find his YouTube, Owen Benjamin Comedy, or his website, hugepianist.com. He was an up-and-comer in Hollywood until he decided to stand up for the rights of children to not be chemically castrated by their parents. And that meant he had to go. He had to get out and try to do it himself. Good thing he has succeeded wildly, has a massive following, and makes daily YouTube videos that are highly entertaining, in which he basically just talks sort of free form, responds to questions, and discusses sort of the research that he's doing on a day-to-day basis. Highly entertaining, great stuff, and tours. Occasionally you can get his specials at hugepianist.com. That's also where you can buy tickets to his shows when he travels around the United States, giving those great shows. I've been to one. It was highly entertaining, and I highly recommend it. Owen, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. That was a great, very humbling, intro. That was very sweet of you, brother.
Well, you know, last week, I brought up the fact that you are now very adamant about the moon landing being a hoax, and a lot of people I got a lot of angry response about this, and people thought I was coming at you. Yeah, I mean, people, they thought I was coming at you. They thought I was
crazy. Oh, no, no. See, when I heard that you said that we went to the moon, I was so pumped because, you're a friend of mine and you're smart and you're cool and you're like me, like this ancient tribe of humans that can, debate a topic without attaching all their emotions and freaking out about it. So I was excited to talk to you about it because I love pushback on ideas. And from what I've seen so far with the moon situation is the only comparable thing I've experienced is when I said abortion was immoral when I was still living in Hollywood. And that whole like, well, that means you're evil response was so reactionary that the only other time is with this moon thing, like saying that NASA faked the moon landing, makes people absolutely lose their minds. So when I heard, it was you, I was like, oh, great. Cause I know you. So I know that you're not the type of person to be like, well, I guess, Owen's insane now, you know?
Yeah, screw that guy. I'm not gonna listen to him anymore. No, yeah, what? Yeah, no way. It's just super interesting.
It's the most interesting thing right now for me. And it was because of the Steph Curry thing. Because as a free speech guy, it's like to watch a basketball player not be allowed to have an opinion set off so many red flags for me. And usually you get flack when you're over a target. So I'm like, why can these people have certain opinions? Like, why can they think Donald Trump is the embodiment of Adolf Hitler, but they're not allowed to speculate about the Apollo missions from 1969? I knew something was going on. And so I started diving into it and I think it's laughable that anyone thinks that mission. And listen, I'm not saying that there hasn't been secret missions or something else is going on because it's really difficult to prove a negative. But all I'm saying is what they showed America and what they told us was an absolute obvious lie. And so I'd love to hear why you think that it was true.
Well, I haven't heard convincing arguments otherwise, although, you know, I'm open-minded. And like if Buzz Aldrin or somebody, you know, on their deathbed was like, it's all fake, it was a lie, I'm not going to be like, ah, screw that, he's crazy, we went. Like, you know, it's possible. It's possible we didn't go. And you watch InfoWars, you learn about the level of lying that goes on.
Right.
This is not, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But the reason I wanted to bring it up, you know, and sort of use you as kind of an illustration for it is because, you know, none of us are born red-pilled, right? We're not born knowing this stuff. Usually you just live your life. You believe everything that everybody tells you and you don't realize that there's so many secrets and hidden stuff. And so at some point, all of, you know, everybody probably listening now and everybody who's into conspiracies and all this stuff at some point has a moment where like the rug is ripped out from under them. And they start to go through a process of discovery and research, and it can be kind of disorienting. And what I enjoy about your work is that you do this in real time. You do like these long, hour-long streams every day where we get to see, okay, that's what Owen discovered today. That's what he's researching today. And so it's so fascinating watching someone sort of be red-pilled like that in real time and as you're working it out. And then I sort of stopped watching you, but not for very long, just for like a week or two. And then I went back on, and suddenly you're just all about the moon landing hoax. And I was like, whoa, what happened here? Because
that's an interest, you know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like people sometimes don't understand that. And it's like, that's what makes you interested in something. And that's what potentially makes you an expert down the line. And what you're talking about in real time in this world of the branded human, a lot of people don't get to see the process of figuring something out and the process of becoming interested in something. And you know, like I'm a piano player and imagine people being like, dude, get off the piano thing. It's like, that's what this is. And my motto, I might be wrong, but not lying is kind of my thing. I let people watch the process of trying to figure something out. And like for me, it's been it's been eye opening watching people not capable of understanding the level of deception that the government is capable of. It's almost like Santa Claus. It's like Santa Claus for adults. And with, especially with the moon landing, like when people are like, oh, you're anti-American because you're questioning it. I'm like, dude, there's nothing more American than questioning the government. And by the way, like Wernher von Braun was an SS major. Like he was Hitler's guy. And then I'm like, you're the one, but most people don't even know about Operation Paperclip and bringing over like high ranking Nazis for the moon landing and stuff. So even off bat, before you talk about, you know, their live streaming ability from the moon or the rocks or the minerals in the rocks or how it's the only time in human history that there's been an exploration where no one else followed for 50 years. Like in the history of humans, it's the only time in history where technology is apparently stopped and went in reverse. you know, the fact NASA deleted. Go ahead.
Let me just say, hold on. I want to hear all this, and we'll get into all of the intricacies in the beginning. But I wanted to say kind of that, you know, a lot of people, when you get the rug pulled out from under you, and you do realize the level of deception that's out there and the things you've been lied about. Like, I'm not worried about you because you are intelligent and you don't seem to take things too seriously, and you can, like, I'm not like, oh God, Owen Benjamin's off the deep end, you know, he's not coming back. But not everybody's like that. And a lot of people do sort of, it's like you realize that so much is lies, and then you just go way too far and you go, oh my God, everything's a lie. Nothing is
real. Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think it's interesting that in my opinion, with, you know, I think that the moon landing actually happened, and we'll get into that. And so, you know, it's kind of like, oh, is he going too far? Is he going too far down the rabbit hole now? And it's just sort of an interesting thing, because I've seen it with my friends and family and all these different people, that like, there's a certain point that you got to go, okay, step back and not go too far down the rabbit hole. I mean, that's fair, right?
Yeah, of course that's fair. But like, as a tree guy, I'll give you a good analogy. It's like when you're going up a tree, you have to keep a good amount of your mass on the trunk if you're going out on a limb, right?
Mm.
So it's very similar with a lot of this stuff. Like, I don't rest any of my, the image of who I am and how I think and how I feel in what the government is doing. It's in my family, faith, health, comedy, piano. Like, it can take you down a road of nihilism if you get your self-worth from the government and from the narrative, as they say. But since I get nothing from that, not only doesn't it spiral me, it frees me, because the less cognitive dissonance I have, the more I can operate and function in the world. Because I think that feeling of living a lie, like something's wrong, you don't know why, causes a lot more depression and health problems in people than if you actually can try and view the world the way it is.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. No. And of course, it's always about seeking out truth. And when we get back on the other side, we are going to hear all the arguments against the moon landing. I'm going to try to make some rebuttals. We're going to see some incontrovertible video on both sides. It's going to be confusing, but it'll be fun. Stay with us. Owen Benjamin, moon landing debate here on InfoWars. David Knight Show. Stay with us, folks.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And I buy what I like, you know, just like you guys. You got a ticket, and then my wife, like, emailed you the location, almost like it was a speakeasy or I'm selling crack. And then you guys show up to this, like, community center, and they have this beautiful theater, like, in a bizarre play, like right outside there's people just shitting, but you know, like I was just in that's another reason why the powerful people in the world don't like comedians is because we get to travel. And I was just in Denver and they have a giant Satan horse in their airport. And it's, in real life, it's terrifying. It's huge and has demon eyes and spikes, and it just looks apocalyptic, right? And so I was telling my friend that, I'm like, man, this horse is freaking me out. I think it's some, like, real Satanist shit. She's like, that's art. I guess you don't understand art. I'm like, well, you have an Instagram account. You think you're a photographer, and I can play Bach by ear. So I don't know. Maybe I do. and she was like, well, why don't you ask the artist what he meant by it, because I'm sure you're wrong. I'm like, little known fact, the horse killed his creator. That's true. The sculptor of, they call him Lucifer. It's this big, giant Satan horse. As he was finishing the horse, this is Wikipedia. The horse fell on him and killed him. So the city of Denver cleaned off the blood and charged the taxpayers millions to prop it up in front of the Denver airport. And I was forced to perform in a children's museum. Because, you know, it's not the Satan horse. It's this guy.
That is my guest, Owen Benjamin. Very funny guy. You can find his work on YouTube, Owen Benjamin Comedy, or at hugepianist.com. He's on to debate the moon landing today. And oh, what a coincidence. China probe lands on the dark side of the moon in space exploration breakthrough. That happened today in a sheer coincidence. But, we're going to break down some of the accusations of falsehoods, and I'm going to try to rebut them as best I can. Let's take them one at a time. Owen, what do you got for me?
Okay. Well, first I want, just from what we were talking about before. Sure. And when you were talking about how, like, which red pill can make you go over the edge, I think the moon landing compared to the trans kid stuff is 1,000th of the, like, effect it had on me as far as thinking the world's insane. Like, when I found out that people were giving children hormone blockers to me, that made me feel like I was living in a world of madness. Whereas the moon landing is it's an interesting look into the deception of the government. And the reason it matters is because of how much money NASA gets and how much, say their word has. Like, they're responsible for a lot of this, like, the earth is becoming a fireball nonsense. But anyway, all right. So let's start from the top. I think the biggest thing that kicked it off for me again was the fact that it's an anomaly in two arenas, that it's someone explored something and then no other country followed. That's never happened in human history. And, the other one would be that technology appears to have gone backwards where, I think his name is Pettit or something. Like, one of the main astronauts there who's been there the longest said that he could go back to the moon in a nanosecond, but they destroyed the technology and it's too painful of a process to rebuild the technology. And I mean, medical technology, cars, cell phones, TVs, toasters, microwaves, like, there is no other technology where it's like, man, I really wish we had that good stuff, you know, that we had in 69.
I'd say there were, because my argument against that would be like, I mean, I think it's the way he phrases it, because we stopped focusing on that. We shifted to a shuttle based mission profile and, going up to the International Space Station. And so to me, it would be like, saying, you know, in World War I, Germany had these massive cannons that could launch, you know, just normal shells hundreds of miles. And if you ask now, like, okay, do we have that technology? I'd say, well, it'd be kind of a pain in the butt. Like, no, we don't. Now we have rockets and we have, you know, some electro stuff, but we don't have that technology anymore. And if we wanted to launch a shell 100 miles, yeah, it'd be kind of a pain in the butt and we'd have to start all over from the beginning. So that's how I see the technological progression, is just we haven't focused on that. So we got to start from the ground up.
Well, here's why you're wrong. But, every president since Reagan has promised that they were gearing up to go back to the moon, and then they would promptly cancel it. And also were gearing up to go to Mars, which would be a similar technology. Like, I get totally what you're saying. I was joking about the here's why you're wrong thing, but like,
no, I guess,
I totally know what you mean about the space station, but the goal has been for a long time, the moon. And people forget that George W. Bush, and Obama all said, like, we will go to the moon in the next 8 years or 10 years. And then they would, NASA would get $58 million a day. And they would be like, you know what? Screw that. And then also the fact that right now, this is what brought me into the Van Allen Belt stuff, is they've been developing technology now to get to Mars, and they're having issues with the harmful radiation in space. And, you know, and you have videos of Barack Obama being like, we will get past low Earth orbit. It's a plan. We're hatching it. We're figuring it out. And you're like, see, that's where that falls apart to me. And then of course you have the, and they hit it on the head the first time in 1969. And they had just invented the digital watch. So it's like, okay. And then they destroyed all the telemetry data, which is one metric ton of videotapes, and they didn't tell anybody. And then they said, so that's like finding a new continent and then just burning the maps because you said it was cold. It's like they said that they had a budget problem, and so they had to reuse old tapes. And it's like, of the moon landing? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, how many? And they're like, all of them. It's like, okay, so.
I'm not gonna vouch for a governmental agency doing stupid things. I'll give you that. And also say, I don't think it's ridiculous to think that there was at least an effort to try to film something that would be foolproof, because obviously this was, I mean, the moon landing was, you know, for all intents and purposes, a publicity stunt, you know, and so if you don't have, I mean, if it was just like newspaper headlines, it's like, trust us, we were there, it was great. It's not nearly the impact. You're spending these billions of dollars. You got to get the image. So I think it's totally possible. I think it probably happened that they probably did go to Stanley Kubrick and were like, hey, will you help us film this? I don't know if that actually happened, but the stuff I've seen, it's not just the video of the moon landing. In fact, we have a clip that I'd like to play. It's clip 15. They just recently, NASA just released tens of thousands of photos from the moon landing, and people go through, and y'all can just play it as B-roll. We don't need the audio. People go through and make montages of it. And I mean, you can see the whole trip from beginning to end in these montages that are not the tapes. I mean, these are just photos that sort of document the whole thing. That I mean, it would be real hard to fake all of this. I mean, they didn't have Photoshop.
Have you seen like Avengers? You can Photoshop anything. It's like, that's the whole thing is they worked with Walt Disney on it. And I'm glad you said that about that. You believe that they could have shot stuff with Kubrick, because just even acknowledging any of the deception, I see as a big win when you're talking to somebody, because so many people won't even acknowledge that. And this is the same thing that I run in with NASA as I do with Trump derangement syndrome, is they say he's this like genius mastermind and like a fool simultaneously. It's like, So did NASA pull off the greatest thing in human existence, or are they like dumb people? And that's why You can't have it both ways. And like the lunar landing, like when you look at those, when you look closely at like what the thing's made out of, it looks like a science experiment from a kid that's been given Adderall. It's like, you can visibly see tape and stuff, but like, I don't think the fact that these photos exist mean anything, because like in the photos, you have stuff like the shadows don't line up. And these are arguments I try not to use, because there's so many rebuttals where in that environment with the sun, the shadows would always be parallel. And they say that no, and they've recreated it to show that you can have non-parallel shadows, but they always use artificial light. See, the whole problem with the moon is when you point out a visual situation, the argument is always something that can't be tested, where you say, well, the surface of the moon is so reflective that that's why you can see the astronaut in this time or whatever. So that's why I stick to the fact it's an anomaly of an anomaly. Yeah. The technology.
Well, hold on. We're about to end this. Can you hang on for the next 5 minutes, first hour?
Bro, I could do this all day.
All right. The debate continues on the other side. I'm going to show you another science experiment that, I mean, it'll solve all the questions. It'll prove me right once and for all. It'll prove Owen Benjamin is a ranting insane. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Everyone has a right to think whatever they want to think. I'm not 100% either way, but we'll discuss it more on the other side. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in. Owen Benjamin, my guest. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit,
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. This is the third hour of the David Knight Show. I have Owen Benjamin as my guest. We're talking the moon landing, which is good, coincidental, because China has just landed a probe on the dark side of the moon and returned images back from that mysterious location. Of course, the last China probe that landed on the moon literally just broke as soon as it got there and didn't go anywhere. We'll see how successful this one is. This is an interesting story that I don't think a lot of people know, but I think, Owen, you'll appreciate if you think it's real. I think it's real, but pretty unknown. And this is that apparently the first thing that Buzz Aldrin did on the moon before he even got out of the capsule was that he took Holy Communion and actually, did that entire ceremony of the Christian rite of communion, which I think is just fantastic. And of course, NASA kind of covered this up and wanted it to be more of a global event and didn't want to exclude anybody. So they didn't tell anybody that he did this, but he did in fact have it consecrated before he left and then performed it himself, on the moon, which I think is fascinating and awesome that the first thing that ever happened on the moon was a Christian ceremony. Not a lot of people know that. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that would be a beautiful thing, but the problem with liars is you never know with what they're saying is true or not true. Like, I would love that if that were true, but you know, we can get into some nitty gritty about, the details implying that never possibly happened.
Well, I mean, the Van Allen belt is interesting. And it's funny because, you know, as a natural skeptic and as a natural person who is inclined to believe that I'm being lied to all the time about everything, you know, it is kind of hard to like support these rebuttals where it's like, okay, the Van Allen belt. And I go, okay, well, NASA says that they only traveled through the Van Allen belt for about 58 minutes. And there was only, I think, 11.4.
Right. See, that's where you drown though. That's where you, like, okay, it's the anomaly of the anomaly. Right now we have a dog. It's the only dog in history that can speak English and fly. And there's no proof of it because the person deleted the proof. All of exploration, whether or not it's Antarctica or the top of a mountain where people keep dying or America or Africa or around the tip of, there's never been a time when Spain or Portugal or a country goes and no one follows them.
But there's stuff in all those places. There's like
the top of
together
the top of plants. The top of the Himalayas. You think there's stuff?
Well,
dude, that's
no.
All just like to climb. Yeah. And the moon has plenty of stuff. It would be the most valuable place to study science. You have no atmosphere, 1/6 the gravity. You have the hearts and minds of all the boys in the world, like Harrison.
everybody wants
to go to the moon. Like I would love to go to the moon. Everyone would. One of the biggest lies of this whole thing is when people look at me in the eye and they're like, it's just an old dusty rock. What's the point of going there? It's too expensive to mine. It's like, what's the point? What? It's like,
it could be a billion dollar industry. Billion dollar industry, bar none. Maybe that's why people get so mad. You're crushing their dreams of one day going to the moon. Maybe that's why people get so mad.
No, I'm crushing the crushers of dreams. Once we can acknowledge that that NASA is just lying, we can actually possibly go to the moon. It's like, here's the thing. It's like people that say it would have been cheaper to just fake it. Why'd they go through all this motion? They don't understand how governments work. That rover, each rover was $60 million, and our children have to pay that debt most likely with their blood in war. Like that's, like this whole concept of like cheap and expensive and money saving, they don't understand how taxes work. The way the government works is they have bombs and guns and tanks, and they take as much money and they print as much money as they want, and then all their friends get rich. So when people say like, when they talk about NASA's expenses, it's like they're sucking us dry. And they're each rover that they're just cruising around with $60 million in 1969.
Well, and we know, and we know with the Manhattan Project, and we know large scale secret programs can take place. We're about to go to break, but I can't stop. We're holding you on for one more segment. We'll be right back. One more segment.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we can't stop arguing about the moon landing. Is it a hoax? Did it really happen? We'll settle it here in this segment. I want to present my final piece of evidence here. It's a video of an astronaut dropping a hammer and a feather on the moon at the same time, and they drop at the same speed, something that would be impossible to have happen if you were not existing in a vacuum. Let's go to that video now.
Appropriately, a falcon feather for our falcon, and I'll drop the two of them here, and hopefully they'll hit the ground at the same time. How about that?
How about that?
Mr. Galileo was correct in his findings.
All right, so it's a little grainy. It's a little grainy. It's possible it was faked, but that's my final piece of evidence that they drop a feather and a hammer, and they fall at the same rate. You cannot have that happen if there's air resistance.
Dude, I want to
hold on. I want to hear your rebuttal
this is
for
so
that.
Funny.
Hold on, I want to hear your rebuttal for that, but then I also want to hear. I want you to extrapolate this and really, because you know whether the moon landing real, you know, but what does this mean? What is the symbolism of the moon landing, and why is it so important that we understand that our government will lie to us on a large scale, whether about this or about war or about any other thing?
That's a good point to bring up as well. But like, I can't wait to show you the movie The Shining. Like, you'd be like,
oh my God, I know all about it. Room 237.
No, but just the fact that you're so pumped about the feather thing. It's like, here's a hallway of blood. And it's like, how did they make the hallway of blood?
It's an inflatable hammer.
They used the Hasselblad film camera, right? That wouldn't get through TSA. Like, that doesn't have any capability of handling the temperature range on the moon, which I believe is 300 degrees in the plus and negative 250. And I know there's different, but like the solar wind and the radiation and stuff like that, nothing would work there. You can't broadcast. Oh, dude, look at this. How is this possible? I mean, I've stayed in hotels before. This is the nature of entertainment. And it's like, okay, I got one for you. How come the highest they ever jumped was 18 inches? Riddle me that, bud. This one sixth of gravity.
How heavy are the suits? Aren't the suits like 200 pounds or something crazy?
See, this is the thing that I find fascinating is people don't realize that it's 1/6 the suit. So let's say you're 180 pounds, and I'm just winging the math, and I, you know, you're 180 pounds, so 1/6 of 180 is what? 30. So a 180 pound man is 30 pounds. 180 pound suit is 30 pounds. So now you have a 180 pound man who's 60 total pounds. And yet of all the Apollo missions, the highest vertical you can witness is 18 inches. It should be like 4 feet, like easily, you know, like. Yeah, like those Apollo astronauts are in peak physical condition. And if you're in 1/6 gravity, one of the first things you're going to do is jump. And it's like when you fast forward how they're doing the moon waddle, it looks like
jogging. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking 1/6 the gravity. Like you weigh what you weighed in third grade where you have the muscles of a grown man like that. That's just nonsense.
So the feather
hammer thing is. There's a million ways you can do that. I mean, I'll tell you right now, on a soundstage, like theoretically, you could set up that feather could be made of steel and it just looks like a feather. Like I was an actor in Hollywood for years. It's like I was in, like in the movie The House Bunny, when you see the cat stuck to my skin, that was fake skin. They put on a fake chest on me. So when Anna Faris's cat is stuck to my bare chest and I'm pulling and you see the skin.
They can fake a lot of stuff. I mean,
The Terminator isn't really Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, there is footage where you see guys on the moon fall over and you see them kind of struggle to get up and they have to like bounce themselves and they sort of bounce a little bit and come back down. I mean, there's a lot of footage, and like 24 people have been to the moon. So we have been to the moon, I think, 12 times. No other country has, but it wasn't just Apollo 11, right? We supposedly, and I believe that we went back multiple times. I mean, there wouldn't really be a reason to go back 12 times if we just wanted to go back once and say, look, we did it.
Of course there is. Of course there is. It's money. Every time, like, they get to drain you dry with this stuff. That's why this stuff matters. And to bring it to your other point where it's like, what does it do? What it does is, bear in mind the astronauts, all the astronauts you're talking about, it was a mistake to go that many times, because one thing you'll find is they can't agree on whether or not they saw stars. That's the problem with lying. You can never guess what people will ask. And I know you probably have, like.
Yeah. I have a rebuttal to that, but go on. I want you to wrap it up. Yeah. We could go back and forth on details all day.
But I do want to hear your rebuttal.
I saw a video that I think you were playing where one guy was like, no, I couldn't see stars. And the other guy said yes. And I don't know. It just seemed like they were kind of confused on like what time period they were talking about. And, I mean, it seems to me like it would make sense that if you have the moon reflecting light up, that it would obscure the stars. I don't know. That makes sense to me. Even without an atmosphere, the light pollution will still affect you and will drown out lesser light. So I just don't see them not seeing stars as proof.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the problem is you have other astronauts that say from the surface of the moon, you see every star, you can see nebula, you can see galaxies. It's like nothing you've ever seen. And then you have Neil Armstrong being like, it's the blackest night. The darkness is overwhelming. So what NASA gives us is infinite possibilities and infinite emptiness, where it's like, okay, you look up, you don't see God. What you see is vast emptinesses that you can never travel. But at the same time, it's more grains of sand than all the beaches in the world. So it's like, okay, anything's possible and nothing is possible. And it keeps you in the state of constant submission is what I find, where it's like people are in a state of like, okay, I want to believe something amazing is up there. But in reality, we can't even get past low Earth orbit. And we can't even get to the moon, really. And it's just this horrible lie that has deranged the way people view the entire world.
Mm. Oh, that's very interesting. Just in the last like 2 minutes here, though, I've heard you talk about it on your channel and on your YouTube videos and stuff. But I do think that there is value in this conversation, at least, and in the acknowledgement that like it is possible that the government will lie to us at this scale. Whether they did about the moon landing or not, we can go back and forth on. But they lied about. Okay, all right. Well, we'll let our viewers decide. They're probably with you, honestly. They probably agree with you. Well, so I'll give up on. I'll take the loss on that. But they have. I mean, they lie. They hold secrets. They, you know, why wouldn't they do this? Of course they would. So can you just sort of extrapolate on that and let people know why this debate is even worth having?
Of course, this debate is worth having because. Once you get to the point where you don't feel comfortable questioning the government or you assume that they have your best intentions, they will be able to trick you and start wars and steal from you and steal from your children and end up killing everybody. And that's what they do over and over again. Talk about a secret. The Soviet gulag, Solzhenitsyn, had to, it took them decades to get that information to the rest of the world. And we're talking about millions of people. You know, he made Hitler look like a triple A squad, you know,
right.
And and for decades, they would imprison their own population, killing them. And the fact that people weren't allowed to ask questions, that was seen as some sort of blasphemy to turn the state into a religion is the worst possible thing you can do. And I'm seeing that with NASA. That's one reason why I'm so passionate about this. It's like people view NASA and the state, which is the same thing. NASA is funded by the state. As a religion, and they say, well, don't question the astronauts. They're seen as priests. And the moon rocks have brass, like traces of brass and uranium isotopes that only exist on Earth. And when confronted with that, people are like, well, it must be, dude, Neil Armstrong gave Holland a moon rock that turned out to be petrified wood. And they're like, yeah, but I mean, there was a mix up. I mean, I'm watching this and I'm like, have faith in God. Don't have faith in your state. If you have faith in your state, they will spend your children's future, start a war and kill you.
Well, you know what? I completely agree with you. We'll disagree on the moon landing, but I totally respect your opinion. I think, you know, there are a lot of questions about it. There's definitely stuff we don't know, and you can't take the government for their word on anything. That's Owen Benjamin. Owen Benjamin on YouTube, Owen Benjamin Comedy, and HugePianist.com. He's on tour. He's got live sets. Go support this man in his quest to find the truth. Thanks so much for coming on, Owen.
Thank you, brother. It was a blast. We didn't go to the moon.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show. I'm going to go to a video here. I won't be able to play the whole thing, but you'll be able to see the whole thing at Infowars.com. And I think the beginning is good, and it's such a good video, I just want to play it. This is clip 18, Trump's top 10 competitors for 2020.
The Hill published an article today detailing Trump's top 10 competitors in the 2020 election. So I'm going to run through this list, this beautiful list of possible contenders for the presidency in 2020 running against Trump for the Democratic Party. And this is a really great list. You know, we talk a lot about all the challenges that are coming, that we're going to have to face very soon with the election coming up and everything. We got to get the wall built. We got to, you know, deport the illegals. We got to work on a lot of different things to make sure that Donald Trump does get reelected. But, you know, to look at this list, it's very encouraging. It's definitely reassuring that, you know, hey, okay, we've got some work to do. We've got a lot of stuff to do, but it might not, you know, we don't have the added challenge, as far as we know, we don't have the added challenge of having to run against a phenomenal Democratic candidate. Cause, you know, in 2016, they had Hillary Clinton, who was kind of, everybody knew that she was going to be the candidate for, you know, 2 years beforehand. They had Bernie Sanders, who had some popularity, but, you know, alas, it was never meant to be when when the Democrats, you know, rig elections, it's just not going to happen. So now who is there? Who is there? Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He is in this list. We'll get to that in a minute, but he's not a Democrat. He's almost 80 years old right now. So who is it? So, number one on this list for The Hill is Beto O'Rourke, the guy that attempted to run for senator in Texas, here in the great state of Texas, trying to take the seat from Ted Cruz. Luckily, we Texans did not vote for Beto. Beto, of course, is not his real name. His real name is Robert O'Rourke. He's not a Mexican, but he was a representative for El Paso, which means that, you know, you gotta kinda throw the token Hispanic name in there. And the guy is a sock puppet. He's much like Obama in the fact that he's so sincere. He's such a great orator. And then he talks like this and he does these weird hand motions and like makes hand motions that don't make sense. He's not a good orator. He's not genuine. He's not authentic. He's not smart. There's nothing really good about him. But for some reason, he's like held up as this, oh, he's so beautiful. It's so good. So Beto, Trump would trash Beto. Think about Trump versus Beto. It would effectively be Trump versus a worse version of Obama. A worse and also white version of Obama. You know, being black is one of Obama's main achievements. So he would trash him. Number two on the list is Bernie Sanders, which we mentioned a minute ago. Yeah, Bernie Sanders probably has the most competitive edge. He's liked by young people, millennials, as well as like the liberal Generation Z. Those people like him. Not so much the older traditional Democrats, you know, the more corporate Democrats, even the conservative blue dog Democrats. They're not fans of him. But the other benefit that he has besides being liked by young people is that he does appeal to working class people in the Midwest and stuff. So that's good in his favor. But the thing is, the man's already, I believe he's like 78 or 79 right now, if I'm not mistaken. He might be a little bit younger. I think he's 78. In 2020, he's going to be almost, or maybe he'll be 78 by 2020. I don't know. The point is that he's almost 80 years old, regardless. 80 years old going into the presidency. He's already, you know, kind of stupid. I want to use other words for humor, but I can't because YouTube will demonetize me. But anyway, so I'm not too worried about Bernie. Also, he has the socialist thing attached to his name. I think Trump would deal pretty well with that. Also, you know, the fact that he had the election stolen from him, everybody knew it, and he just kowtowed to the Democrats. He just, you know, rolled over and let him kick him. So, you know, Trump could use that against him and stuff too. Also, the fact that he's a socialist and he has, you know, multiple houses, you know, that's kind of lame stuff for us people watching this. Like, we've heard it a million times. But for Trump to use, it's great, great stuff. Number three is Joe Biden, ex-vice president, creepy Joe Biden. I don't even need to go into this one. The memes write themselves. You guys can imagine how this would go. Trump would slaughter him. There's videos all over the place of him creepily touching women and also young girls. Like, you know, 13, 12, 11, 10-year-old girls, if not younger, him being really, really creepy. And it's, you know, it's no secret that a lot of these Washington D.C. types are pedophiles. I don't know if Joe Biden is actually a pedophile, but, you know, it looks like what it is. So that's all we know. But Trump would slaughter him, creepy Uncle Joe. It would be no problem, I don't think. You know, and he does carry with him the Obama legacy, which liberals do like. A lot of liberals are mad at Hillary Clinton. In their minds, though, Obama's legacy is pretty much unbesmirched. He's pretty much a god in their minds still. So he does carry that with him. In the last, like, 6 months of Obama's presidency, they tried to meme Joe Biden as this, like, cool, like, goofy uncle type that we all love, but it kind of came out of nowhere. It's kind of forced. So, hard to tell exactly. You know, again, this guy is almost 80 years old in 2020. So, who knows? But it's not the worst candidate that we could ask for. Number four is Kamala Harris. And in the article, they say that she's such a great orator. She's so smart. She's so, you know, and plus, and it's funny in the article, they even mention the fact that her being black is good. Like, she's a black woman, so it's good for the Democrats. But, so Kamala Harris, she's not a great orator. If you look at the way that she talked to Kavanaugh when the Kavanaugh hearings were happening, she's like, did you know this man in this law firm at this time? And he's like, I don't know. Maybe. Do you have a picture of him? What did he do? Can you give me any hints? I don't know if I knew him. She's like, did you meet with this guy that works at this law firm? He's like, I don't know. Do you know something that I don't? She's clearly trying to get him to say no so that she can pull something out and be like, ha, but you did meet with him. And it was like brunch or something like that. And he was clearly like, no, I don't know. Do you know something that I don't? And she just can't, she has no skill in this department. She's not an orator. She can't debate. I mean, just imagine Trump and Kamala Harris debating. Just go out there and watch there's probably cringe compilations out there of Kamala Harris talking in Congress on the Senate floor. So, not the worst candidate that we could end up with. Number five, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas herself. She doesn't have the working class appeal. She went to Harvard. She lives in Massachusetts. She's very rich, wealthy, white woman. She's not cool. She's not hip. She can't joke around. She can't, like, one thing about Bernie Sanders, even though I think that the memes are bad, you can meme him. You can kind of joke around, and he's got, like, this image that dummies can kind of play with. Elizabeth Warren, I was about to say she's less cool than Hillary Clinton was, but that's not necessarily the case. She's just not, she has no coolness about her. Cool, one thing that I've talked about a lot, the cool factor is very important. Donald Trump is definitely cool. So Elizabeth Warren is not Jake very Lloyd. Cool. Okay, so.
InfoWars own Jake Lloyd. You can see the full video at InfoWars.com on YouTube at Jake Lloyd. When we get back, I'm going to introduce a new segment I'm going to call Now What? Now What? It's going to be a response to Now This, the perennial propaganda network that puts out piles of trash. I'm going to go through point by point and break it down. You're not going to want to miss it. Now This on the other side. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support broadcasts like this, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David for the time being while he recovers. I got a little bit more news to cover. I'm gonna burn through some headlines in next segment, but this segment I do want to introduce a segment I would like to call Now What? Now What? Now This, if you've been on the internet recently, you know, is a propaganda outlet that spews lies in very attractive and entertaining ways, so stupid people believe them and then repost them, and they get very popular and are always wrong. So I would like to go through their video from today and break it down point by point why it's so stupid. Fellas, let's roll that video, but keep your finger on the pause button.
Trump and the Republicans' only major legislative accomplishment has been a massive $1.5 trillion tax cut for the wealthy and corporations.
And let's pause it right there. Okay, so we're what, 19 words in, and there are two lies there? Not necessarily lies. I mean, so you can look it up. I mean, this is a list of Trump's 205 MAGA list accomplishments from the Washington Examiner, which lists a great deal of accomplishments. You can just name them off your head. Quitting TPP, getting out of the Paris Climate Accord, peace with North and South Korea. I mean, his accomplishments go on and on. However, he did say legislative accomplishments, and I would tend to agree that the Republicans and the Democrats have both been against Trump and have not been helping him get his agenda through. And so most of what he has been able to do, he has had to use executive power to do it. However, he has never, as far as I can tell, expanded that power or wielded that power unlawfully. He will do things through the executive branch the way it's supposed to go. It may get challenged by the court. He will let it go through the court. He'll argue his case. He accepts the results of the judges. That's how democracy works. So he's not expanding or increasing the power of the executive. He is simply wielding the power of the executive and in many cases rolling back the excesses of the Obama administration. Obama couldn't get things through legislatively, so he would force them through executively. Well, when you do that, you open to yourself being reversed if the next executive disagrees with you, and that's what's happened mostly. So he has had a massive number of accomplishments. Not all of them have been legislative, but there have been legislative successes. And of course, the tax cut was simply the largest one of those. But then they throw on an extra, they tag on an extra little lie at the end there when they say tax cuts for the rich and corporations. No, no, this was a tax cut across the board. Of course, you're confusing your, you know, uninformed audience by telling them that it was for the wealthy. Well, the wealthy pay most of the taxes. So if you cut across the board, well, per capita, the wealthy is going to get more back because they give more. I know it sounds like I'm explaining it to a child, but that's because they want to keep you in a childlike state of manipulation, easily manipulatable if you don't understand the reality of the situation. So this was a tax cut for everyone. And because the rich pay more taxes, they got a bigger cut. Is that cleared up? All right, let's continue with the video.
And into law 1 year ago. So after a full year, what are the results? Number one, Trump and Republicans promised the tax cuts would pay for themselves. Wrong. According to the non...
Oh, my goodness. Goodness me. Pay for itself. Well, let's see. This was from back in July. Income taxes revenues are up 9% this year. The Trump tax cut is paying for itself. Of course, it's kind of funny to ask if it'll pay for itself, considering the fact that it's not your money. What do you mean pay for itself? You're just taking less money from people. So yeah, it paid for itself, but even though you're taking less money from people, the revenue is up. So yes, it has already paid for itself. If revenues are up almost 10% after the tax cuts, then yeah, that doesn't just, I mean, not only are you still receiving the same amount of tax revenue, which in my definition would be it paying for itself, but in fact, you have more. So not only has it paid for itself, it is paid for itself plus 10%, plus 9%. That's from July. Probably even more now. But let's keep going.
According to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the tax cut has added to the federal deficit, which is now on track to surpass $1 trillion by 2020. Number two, they claimed the tax cut would create jobs. Wrong again.
Wrong.
The 1,000 biggest companies.
Let's keep going. I want to hear this next number.
More jobs than they have created, according to a new survey. Since the tax cut was passed, these corporations have cut nearly 140,000 jobs.
All right, pause there. So he seems to contradict himself a little bit there, does he not, by saying that the 1,000 biggest companies have cut jobs. Okay, how many did they cut? 140,000 in a year? They cut 140,000 jobs in a year. That's funny because we gained 180,000 jobs in December. Isn't that interesting? To cap the 2.545 million job annual increase, which is the most since 2015, bringing our unemployment down to the lowest, I think maybe it has ever been in history, at least in multiple decades. So, and he also seems to contradict himself there by pointing out that it's the 1,000 biggest companies, which, well, if the tax cuts were going to them, they should be doing the best, but apparently they're not. Apparently they're having to fire people. Well, then where are those gains coming from? They're almost certainly coming from, well, not the biggest 1,000 companies, the smaller ones, the smaller companies, the homegrown, the self-owned companies. Those are the ones that are succeeding and creating jobs at a rate unseen in decades before Trump. Let's keep it going.
Number three, Trump and the Republicans claimed the tax cut would boost the stock market. Wrong. Although the stock market surged in the early part of 2018,
corporations
plowing most of their tax savings into buying back shares of their own stock, Since then, the gains have been completely wiped out.
Let's pause it there. What has wiped it out? Because you said that they passed the tax cuts last year, and that would have been, what, that in that chart, that was just before it spiked up to record levels never seen before. That was the tax cut and then the spike, right? That's what you were showing us? You showed us that, oh, over the year it went down. Okay, is that because this year the Fed has raised rates four times? Four times? That's four times more than they raised it over the decade that Obama was in office. So the entire time that Obama's in office, they raise it not a once, they raise it four times in one year, and then they blame the economy on the tax cuts. Yes, you having more of your own money is apparently hurting the market. Ridiculous. Let's keep going.
Number four, they claimed the tax cut would boost wages for American workers. Wrong again. Since the tax law was signed, wages have not kept up with inflation, meaning that most workers are actually making less than before.
Record unemployment, folks. Wages are going up all over the place because the competition is.
Most of the gains would go to middle class families. Wrong. By 2027, according to the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, the richest 1% will have received 83% of the tax cut, and the richest 0.1% will have got 60% of it.
Right there. Again, I don't know how to explain to this guy that money is not being given to these people. Does he understand that? I don't know if he does. I really don't know if he understands that, like, when you do not take money from someone, you are not giving them anything. They are just keeping their own money, not to mention the fact that, at least in 2014, it's probably even worse now, the top 50% paid 97.3% of all individual income taxes, meaning that the top 1% paid a greater share than the bottom 90% combined. Okay, so the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes than the bottom 90% combined. Well, that seems to comport with the numbers that he read there, being that it is a flat rate tax cut. Oh, we don't get to finish it. Oh, you don't get to hear the rest of his lies. I'm so sorry. But that's it. That was now what, to hear the lies of now this, the perennial propaganda outlet. Just a bunch of BS. Stay with us, folks. On the other side, more headlines you aren't going to want to miss. Gen Z, Apple in China, U.S. in China. Really, it's all about China. Stay with us. You'll hear all about China on the other side.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day.
At Infowars.com/show.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
CK offended a bunch of whiny millennial imbeciles by attacking non-binary people. He punched down! Oh wait, he didn't attack anyone, he merely told the truth and was funny.
I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing mushrooms and shit, and then older people were like, you gotta get your shit together, and we were like, yeah, you. And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts, but they're not. They're f***ing in. They're just boring. F***ing telling them, you shouldn't say that. What the f***? What are you, an old lady? What the f*** are you doing? That's not appropriate. F*** you. You're a child. Why are you finger f***ing each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you... You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me as they, them. Because I identify as gender neutral. Oh, okay. Okay. You should address me as there. Because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's
And if that offends you, then it's because he's talking about you. Oh, the sweet f***ing irony. It's only offensive to pedantic, joyless idiots who are so goddamn precious they can't handle a finger being pointed at their own relentless stupidity.
You know what's the worst, most boring kind of comedy? The kind where older white men are angry that older white men can't do or say whatever the f*** they want anymore.
And yet he did say whatever the f*** he wanted, and everyone laughed. A situation that's probably alien to you, because you're not funny. You had three major comedy ventures besides being Conan O'Brien's bitch, and all were cancelled after one or two seasons due to poor ratings. But you're gonna lecture us about boring comedy? Actually, I take it back, you're obviously an expert in the field. I'll tell you what's boring, when the purpose of a joke is not to be funny, but to impart some form of intersectional indoctrination. Like your cringeworthy white guilt-ridden tweet. That's boring.
I mean, he's like a right-wing comic now. He's Milo.
Yeah, he's so right-wing, he literally told everyone to vote for Hillary Clinton because Americans need a mom to feed us, teach us, and protect us.
I'm going to vote for Hillary because... I think she's great. It's not a lesser of two evils. I think she's great.
So right-wing. He also wrote a letter in 2016 saying Trump is Hitler. So right-wing. He also said Sarah Palin was a f***ing retard-making c***. So right-wing. And isn't it funny that so long as Louis C.K. was adopting left-wing political positions, he could routinely drop the N-word on stage. And leftists didn't give a s***. So they only got offended by words, once those words were being used to tear down the sacred church of intersectionality. Isn't that interesting? It's almost like they're just pretending to get offended on behalf of other people, that they have no real principles and only really care about obtaining cultural power. Louis C.K. has sounded the same for the past 20 years. But as soon as he takes one dig at political correctness, only then does he have to be publicly shamed into silence. Interesting. Disgraced comic Louis C.K. mocks school massacre survivors. Again, listen to the actual joke. Read the headline, then read the comments. The clear majority of people either found it funny or don't care. And no amount of alarmist headlines or righteously indignant tweets is ever going to change that reality.
I listen to the Louis C.K. clip and I'm proud of being part of a generation that pisses off old white dudes and tries to make difference.
Nah. You're part of a generation that has ruined comedy with your whiny, pedantic, virtue-signalling shite. A generation that will thankfully become irrelevant when Gen Z, which loves edgy offensive humour, kicks your blubbering ass to the curb.
Louis C.K.'s new set apparently has a section attacking non-binary people. He thinks it's wrong to use they as a singular pronoun. I, on the other hand, think it's wrong to sexually assault people.
You think sexually assaulting people is wrong? Wow, such an edgy opinion to broadcast. Stunning and brave. Here's 20,000 likes. So Louis C.K. does a bit about millennials being hypersensitive and easily offended. And millennials react by being hypersensitive and easily offended, thereby proving his exact f***ing point. Like, is there a level of self-awareness below zero that it's possible for you lot to reach at this point? Notice how the audience at the Louis C.K. gig is laughing, while on Twitter, all you permanently offended idiots are just shrieking into your own echo chamber. Notice how the vast majority of comments on the YouTube clip found the bit hilarious and didn't care if it was offensive. Notice how, just to make it seem more dark and ominous, Twitter put a trigger warning in front of their own story about people being triggered by it. Notice how this is all just another shouty witch hunt being artificially amplified by social media's relentless clamor for contrived outrage. When you ring-fence virtually anything that might offend someone, somewhere, you strangle satire. And then what are we left with? Amy Schumer talking about her vagina. Again and again and again.
Vagina.
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 Just do women's comedy stuff, you know, talk about how fat you are and how you want to have sex with guys and then say, my vagina a lot.
British comedy used to be the envy of the world. It was daring, it was edgy, it was the new rock and roll. Now look at the state of it.
A 28-year-old man expects praise for not being a misogynist.
Monty Python and The Office wouldn't even get commissioned now. So congrats, lefties and millennials. You ruined comedy. You're the new Puritans. You're the new moral inquisitors. You're the new censors. And that's why you're no longer the counterculture. Perfect end to Bizarro World 2018. Liberals outraged about offensive jokes and conservatives defending the right to tell them.
As the always excellent Paul Joseph Watson, you can find that video and send it to your friends on Infowars.com. Go to Infowarsstore.com to support this channel and everything that we do. Just the sales continue. They just get more and more ridiculous as we go. Double Patriot points still, free shipping still, a free gift with every order, on top of the fact that you're getting Brain Force Plus, Bone Broth, Super Male Vitality, Immune Gargle, all at 55% off, and at 60% off, Silver Bullet, Knockout, Bodies, Alpha Power, Red, Real Red Pill, and the Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste and Mouthwash, also 60% off. You can't beat these deals. You can't beat these products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your shopping with the good guys. Help propel this ship of liberty through the waters of misinformation and disinformation that are constantly assailing us. Just to give you a couple of headlines here, and I'll talk more about it tomorrow on tomorrow's show, starting at 8 a.m. New acting defense chief tells Pentagon to remember China, China, China. Thank goodness. This is Secretary Shanahan. Really wants to focus on China. I completely agree. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow and really break down all of the evil stuff that China is doing. It is really, completely absurd. And I'm so glad that we have somebody in the military who recognizes the immense threat that China poses, even just to its own people or to, you know, the people in Africa that are becoming victims of its sort of soft colonialism, or just to the American people who are now becoming subject to the same type of Chinese censorship by people like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and all these people who find China to be an absolutely, you know, exemplary, just the perfect example of society where everybody is just a subject to the state and, you know, will be put in a concentration camp if they decide that they would like to worship a god. No, you worship the state in China, and we'll talk about that more. So that's very good to hear. The hackers threatening to reveal the secret data linked to the 9/11 attacks are still holding on to that information and still asking for payments to keep it hidden. I hope they don't get paid. I hope they release that information. That would be great to see, and to see our theories about that particular event either confirm or realigned there. Michael Savage, of course, facing death threats, just yet another threat to free speech. The SPLC is now under fire and being sued by a lawyer for basically trying to destroy him for his, quote, thought crime. I'll get to that tomorrow as well. I need to look into that and help break it down quite a bit. President Trump is tweeting and being hilarious. He tweets a photo of Warren, Elizabeth Warren campaign poster, but it's one out of 2020th, mocking her Pocahontas DNA results. He's also said the United States Treasury has taken many billions of dollars from the tariffs we're charging China and other countries, have not treated us fairly. He continues to mock the Democrats for the shutdown, and he posts the MAGA list, the 205 historic results that I used earlier to disprove the lies of now this. He tweeted out, so go to his Twitter to look at that. Go to Infowars.com to find everything you saw here on the show and more. Go to InfowarsStore.com to support us. Harrison Smith signing off until tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.